blessing is this inheritance? Well, for the Dominicans and for the Carmelites, it is our scapularies. This week, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and as the tradition has it, she appeared to Simon Stock in England and said, "Whoever wears this will be saved," as she handed him a brown scapular. Now, the Carmelites and the Dominicans have always had a lot in common. It is said that as St. Teresa was reforming the Carmelites, she would be visited by St. Dominic from heaven, and he would instruct her. St. Teresa of Avila's spiritual director and confessor was a Dominican. It's because of him that we have her great works. He was the one who encouraged her to write. Even the gifts that we receive from heaven are similar, because it was to our own Reginald of Orleans who received the scapular from Our Lady from the Dominican. He had heard St. Dominic preaching, he desired to join in the order, but he was struck with an illness, and while he was ill and in the hospital, he was visited by Our Lady, and she promised him that she would join the order of preachers, and she gave him a white scapular. St. Dominic didn't wear a white scapular initially. It is because Our Lady gave it to the Blessed Reginald that we, to this day, wear a scapular. Now, Our Lady is our mother, and we are her little children. So when she gives us the scapular, it's as if a mother is teaching her children how to dress. She is clothing us in something. But before she clothed us in this scapular, Christ was clothed with humanity in her womb. Because of her, we are clothed not only in this scapular, but in Christ. When we are baptized, we receive Christ and we are received by Christ. When we go to confession, we have a chance to wash our souls clean, just as the brothers wash their scapulars. Just as Reginald was healed from his infirmities in hospital and inherited the Dominican order, when we go to confession and confess our sins, whether it be in this church or in the hospital across the streets, we inherit heaven. We are once again clothed in Christ.